Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Listen weekday afternoons at 5:45 on KSJE. Hi, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin.
And I'm Jenny Lee Ryan.
And guess what time it is?
It's time for the 0 Mile Fun Run.
Join us at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, May 18th at San Juan College Learning Commons Plaza.
Get your shirt now at ksje.com/funrun. They're $15 before the race or $20 the day of the race.
And race is in air quotes. Join us May 18th, Saturday, the KSJE 0 Mile Fun Run. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, whose vision is to deliver world-class care, making life better for the communities they are privileged to serve. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so residents can live life better here. San Juan Regional Medical Center, community-owned and operated, here for you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Culp, along here with Scott Micklin and Scott Duran.
Well, good morning.
Good morning,
everybody.
Hello.
Happy Friday, everybody.
That's right. Good Friday.
It is. It is the religious holiday of Good Friday.
Yes, it is.
Which is a somber one.
Right.
In the calendar.
That is true.
Somber.
So, but yes. Just the start of Easter weekend.
Yes.
It is.
Here we are, but we're happy that you are all with us for the return. Oh, that's interesting. We haven't had the show for a while. We were just talking about that, right? Spring break and some other things have been happening, so
now we're back.
Yeah. But we're back.
Yes, we are.
The Three Amigos. Back
that's
again.
Right. Back again.
Exactly.
That's a great movie, by the way.
It is a great movie.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
I love that movie. So.
You do.
Exactly. True. But this is the show where we invite you, the audience, to call in and join us here on the air. You can call in and add to the conversation of whatever's interesting in your world. The phone number, of course, is 505-566-3909. And again, that number is 505-566-3909. Our phone lines are open and working, I think.
We'll see.
We'll find out, right?
I mean, Megan, you can call in if you want to.
Megan could call in, but yes. But she's here. Why would she need to do that? She doesn't need to do that.
Maybe she wants to spice it up.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Okay. But give us a call. Let us know what's going on. I'm trying to think of some things that are happening in the community. I know the Civic Center production of Baby is playing again this weekend. Tonight and tomorrow. Went and saw it last weekend. Thought it was really good.
Oh, nice.
All about babies.
Was
couples.
It all about babies?
Well, yeah. Couples and how a baby, you know, couples at different ages of stages of life, basically, right? So you have like a college couple, I would say like a younger couple, and then maybe an older couple, and then, you know, all of them all their lives are impacted by a baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Okay.
And how that happens.
Not ready, wanting, and then
done with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and the older couple, their kids had moved out, and so they were all excited about their new life as being kind of retired or whatever, and then find out that they're having a baby. And what does that mean? So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, it was, you know, it was cool.
And was that guy there that I love, was his name Sean?
Yes.
Sean was there, of course.
Good. Yeah.
Exactly. So, lots of, you know, lots of locals, lots of professional actors. But anyway, that's happening. Also, just yesterday on my program, talked to some of the drama students from Farmington High School. They are performing Grease this weekend.
Classic.
And next weekend, right, at Farmington High School. That premieres, I think, tonight. So there's that going on as well. And of course, all the Easter things that are happening this weekend.
Yeah.
You know,
all the sales.
You're going to trip over an egg somewhere. If you're walking around town, there's all these Easter egg hunts all over the place.
Yes.
So, anyway, what's going on for you?
What's going on for me?
Yeah.
Do you mean like life or that's interesting?
I mean both.
Okay.
Because we haven't talked to you in a while.
I know.
How political.
So my predecessor has now formally retired.
Ah, yes. At your new job.
So it's all Megan now.
Yep. So now it's real.
Okay. Congratulations to her.
Yes. Congratulations to her. A lot of decisions coming my way.
Hopefully you found the sticky note with all the passwords on it.
Right. Yeah. That is one thing that's in the book.
Okay, good.
She compiled a book, a transition book. Oh, so nice. There's like all of the tips and tricks in this book.
Well, how nice of her.
It's in a binder, so I can just flip through.
That's awesome.
That's helpful.
So yeah, that was really good.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
And for folks who don't remember, your new official title is, besides KSJE co-host extraordinaire.
Right. The Community Health and Social Services Director for the county.
That's a mouthful.
It is.
Wow.
So we just call it CHSS.
Okay.
What'd you say to me?
CHSS.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
So.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
The training wheels are off.
Yes.
Okay. Keep pedaling.
Yes.
Keep pedaling.
You have to keep pedaling or else you tip over.
That's right.
Yes.
So you're like a duck. You can't see it, audience, but below the desk, her feet are just
paddling away.
That's
man.
Right.
Paddling away.
That's right.
So, yeah. There's that. As far as that's interesting.
Yes.
So this is about processing through art. How we process life through art.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So there's an organization called Theater of War, which is kind of a dark title. But
okay, but
it's an organization that puts on plays and has an interactive audience component. Kind of like, Rocky Horror Picture Show has this like interactive audience component.
Yeah, it could. Right. Yes. Yes.
So they are doing a play right now by Heinrich Ibsen. 1882 is when it came out, and it's called The Enemy of the People. And it's about a doctor in a small town who discovers that the bathhouses are contaminated.
Hmm.
But the bathhouses are very important for the local economy, so everybody tries to shut them up because it's a cultural importance and an economic importance. And so nobody listens to this doctor.
Okay. Lord.
So they're using it to help public health officials process through COVID and what it was like to be a public health official during COVID and how some people didn't listen and sometimes they were ostracized. So they talk about like sort of processing through trauma. I think that's kind of a big word, maybe, depending on your role, I guess. But seems like a hyperbole to me a little bit.
Right.
But the point still stands that it's supposed to help people kind of work through stuff. So I was thinking and you can watch this, by the way, on Zoom for free the second week of April. They're going to do shows either the 6th or 7th. But if you look at Theater of War on the internet, you can figure out like when it's playing. Mm-hmm. But and on Zoom, you can be interactive too. Like they allow you to raise your hand and like be a part of it and stuff.
Cool.
So okay. It's really cool. So it got me thinking about like ways in which I use art, all different types of art, to like process life events. And I think a lot of us use that, specifically music for me. I'm sure for Scott Duran, that's the same.
Yeah.
And just how powerful the arts can be.
Okay. I agree.
And we kind of treat sometimes the arts like it's like a leisure, like a peripheral thing. Like, oh, that's not worth paying for. Or, oh, like that's not a real career if you're an artist or something like that. Like sometimes that's the messaging.
Right.
But really, if you think about it, like just how important it is to humankind, like we've always drawn pictures on cave walls or played the drums or whatever.
Make noise, huh?
Make True. Noise, yeah.
Okay. Well, and I think sometimes we're in a mood, right? And we want to listen to classical music or maybe sometimes we want to listen to jazz music or maybe popular music, maybe rock and roll. That also kind of helps us in our moods and our stages of life or whatever, right?
Yes.
Well, it also plays a thing of memory.
Yes.
You could be listening to your playlist and all of a sudden one song will remind you of a time that song was playing. And it's either a good memory or bad memory, whatever you feel attached to it. And it's a great, thing.
It's a very powerful thing that can trigger memory.
Yeah.
Very true.
Paintings on the wall as well, to the same. Yes.
Yeah. I think that's true. Interesting.
I mean, I get joy from remembering Camelot now because of you.
Camelot.
Yeah.
Okay. Because of me?
Yeah.
All right.
The Holy Grail.
And the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Ah, Monty Python.
Monty Python.
Yeah.
Holy Grail.
Okay. Well.
And not because of the movie, but because of the play.
The play.
The
right.
Play, yes.
Drive
because of your
shout play.
Out. Just because of your shout out.
Oh, that's
it. 30 times funnier to me.
That's it. Okay. Good. Well, good.
Scott
okay.
Bickless is here in the audience, everybody.
That's right.
That
that's,
always happens.
You could be itched in the name of the stars like Scott Micklin.
Maybe.
Think something like that, right?
Maybe.
In the sky. Somebody's going to ride it in the sky with an airplane.
That'd be cool. That would be cool. Well, I was going to say, you know, if you kind of compare life to art and things like that, I think sometimes, you know, my life is more like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Sure.
And, you know, they just think colors are just thrown.
They're thrown everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
And other times it's a little more, you know, congealed and we kind of can see what we're looking
it's a
at.
Sometimes Picasso and you're like, what?
Yeah.
I was about to say, I'm more like a
splitting
Picasso.
Headache.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm more of a
both eyes on the side of my head. That's it.
Yes.
That's what happens.
Yes. Yeah.
So there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, it's powerful. And I think, you know, it reminded me of this commentary I read on Jaws at the beginning of COVID. Because in the movie Jaws, you might remember the mayor was the antagonist because
right.
they said there's shark-infested waters, and he was like, it's summertime. It's good for the economy.
Don't close the beaches.
Don't close the beach.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll see. You always bring interesting things to the show.
Yeah. I got that from Public Health on Call, which is the Johns Hopkins like podcast that's like a short, like a 20-minute podcast
nice.
Every week.
So. All right. That's kind of cool.
It's a cool podcast if you're interested in that kind
very
of
good. Well,
thing.
As an alum, I would get you probably get that delivered.
I was about to say,
right?
Man.
Delivered like, right to my phone.
Yeah. See?
Just hey, like man. Everybody else.
But we
soak
all
it
can
up.
Do that too. So
yes.
It's
soak
not just.
It up.
But awesome. Very good. Well, that's cool. Thank you for
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
I know. There, have they already asked for a paycheck?
A paycheck?
Yeah.
From me?
Yeah.
For what?
Johns Hopkins.
From
being an alum.
Donate. Oh, Johns Hopkins.
Donate to your college.
We don't get a paycheck. We have to donate back
exactly.
while paying student loans.
That's what I mean. Like, you, oh,
that's true.
No, nah, you see, you pay student loans and then you give a little extra. Just because you love
she
them.
She has
so
a very valuable piece
him.
Of paper.
Yes.
Yeah.
From Johns Hopkins.
I have thousands and thousands of dollars piece of paper.
That's right.
Hey, it's worth it.
Yeah.
So
there you go. That's true. Cool.
Get the
so,
money.
So good deal.
Heck yeah.
Scott Duran, you have stuff.
Ah, I do.
Yeah, stuff.
I have stuff.
Yeah, what do you got?
Let's see. Which one do you want to start off with, Scott?
Well, I think we're ready for the planetary one to
okay,
start with, if you want to start there, right?
So,
because there's a New Mexico connection, I think.
I did. I went on this little New Mexico thing because I had seen an article about a law, and it kind of made me go into it. But I had found out that the gentleman who founded Pluto and what they call the third zone, which is basically the zone after Neptune and, you know, at the ends of Pluto and stuff like that.
In the solar system.
Yeah, in the solar system.
Yeah.
That ring around the whole entire thing, the asteroids and all. He actually lived and died in New Mexico, but his name is Clyde Tombaugh. That's right. I found out it's not Tomberg or anything because there's no R, but it's Tombaugh.
Okay.
He discovered it in Flagstaff, Arizona in February 18th in 1930, then discovered the rest of the whole entire zone afterwards. And then in the late 1980s and a little bit to the, sorry, not the 80s, but the 70s to the 80s, he actually moved to New Mexico and became a professor at the New Mexico State University. He was an Aggie. And then later died there in New Mexico in 1997.
Hmm.
But yeah, the guy who actually invented or found Pluto actually came and lived here in New Mexico and died here.
Hmm.
That was his connection to us.
Oh, there's Pluto on the screen.
That's right.
And, you know, obviously he was credited as the man who found the ninth planet, but, you know, later on was rediscovered.
They reclassified
it. Reclassified
right?
as a dwarf
I think that
planet.
Was after he passed away.
Yeah, yeah, no, that
so
was,
he,
they let him have his stuff first.
That's good. That was nice of them.
Yeah.
That's true.
So. No, but yeah, it was later reclassified as a dwarf planet. It's not technically a planet, so it's not part of our solar system anymore, but.
Well, it's part of the solar
system.
It's
part of our solar
system.
Part of
just
our,
the planets in
yeah,
the solar system. It's
exactly.
just another dwarf planet.
Yeah.
So.
So, but yeah, yeah, he was credited for pretty much everything outside of Neptune. About, they said about 75% of it was all of his discoveries.
Wow.
How about that? That's
yeah.
kind of cool.
Yeah, and he did all of there from Flagstaff, Arizona. From
the observatory, I think, there, right?
Yeah. The observatory.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's his whole thing. And then, like I said, then he became an Aggie and taught astronomy here.
Very cool.
and all that other stuff.
And we thank NASA for the photo, by the way.
Yes.
Thank you, NASA.
Yes.
Shout out to NASA.
Right. There you go. But that's cool.
That's really cool. And it would be really cool to take a class from him, right? Like those students got to take a class from the guy that discovered Pluto.
Yeah, right. No kidding. Is one of he was the last person to find a planet at that time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
An actual like planet. So he was on cloud nine with those students.
Yeah.
See?
You know, there you go. He was a rock star.
Very cool. Very cool. You are listening and watching. That's interesting. This is the program where we invite you to call in, a local call-in show. So give us a call, and you can share whatever is interesting in your world. The number here is 505-566-3909. 505-566-3909. That is the number that will get you on the air with us to share whatever's going on in your world.
Yeah.
So it could be planetary, could be artistic, could be whatever, right? Guess what I found out this week?
What?
Oh, no.
I don't know how I got down this wormhole on the internet, but as you know, that happens to me a lot. And I discovered that I was learning about the town of Whittier, Alaska. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It is a small town. Kind of north in Alaska, but it's kind of hard to get to because of the way the mountains are up there and the weather. And the winters are so bad, so cold, so hazardous, I guess, to travel around in, that most of the residents in this town of Whittier, Alaska, live in one apartment building.
Oh, wow.
And their clinic and their grocery store, and there's a tunnel to their school. It's all kind of in the same complex, so you don't have to go outside.
Wow.
Because the weather can be so bad.
I bet they're really close-knit up there.
You would hope so.
Yeah.
Right? You kind of have to be.
You kind of have to be, because if you hate somebody, you're going to see, they're like your next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
Clearly not in the wintertime.
Clearly not in the winter. Well, there's snow in the mountains in the background there. You can kind of see. But yeah. But it gets pretty snowy there.
I like the color scheme.
Right? It's an older building. It was built probably in the 60s, I think, but they've been remodeling it, right? But I mean, you know, so there's maybe, you know, a few hundred people that live in this town. And there are people that live in private homes, you know, outside, but of this building. But most of the people live in this building, which is really interesting. So,
wow.
How about that?
That building kind of gives like New Mexico, Arizona vibes, doesn't it?
A little bit, a little turquoise, a little, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Let's go.
I like that. There you go. But yeah, there's a tunnel that through one of the mountains to get in and out in one direction up to this town. And you have to share it with a train. So there's only certain times when cars can go through it.
Go through this tunnel.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Lord. So, yeah, there's that, too.
Wow.
So, yeah, it can be pretty isolated.
Yeah.
I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So
there you go.
You really do got to love your neighbor.
Exactly. All right. I think we have a phone call. So let's go to the phones and see who has called in to share the airwaves with us this morning. Good morning. You're on KSJE. Welcome to That's Interesting.
Good morning. You haven't heard from me in a while. This is Les Leach.
Yes, Les Leach. I recognize that voice anywhere. Great to have you on the show. What's going on?
Well, just wanted to remind everybody that this is now, of course, as we reach the end of the month, this has been Music in Our Schools Month. And even though I am retired, I try to stay connected to the activities that are going on in particularly our Farmington Municipal Schools music program. We have a lot of wonderful things going on, but next week is the MPA, the Music Performance Assessment for the bands that are in our area.
Oh, right. Okay.
And, each one of the bands will be performing usually three pieces, and they're being judged and evaluated and given a score and in their concert performance.
Right.
And then they also go into another room and sight read. They play a piece that the students have never seen before and are evaluated on their ability to play that piece as accurately as possible. And they're given a score for that.
Very cool. Is this the event that's happening in Bloomfield for the region, Les?
Yes, that's correct.
Because I think I saw an article about that saying that they've got so much participation they've had to expand it from 1 day to 2 days this year.
I believe that's true.
Isn't that great news?
Yes, it sure is.
Wonderful.
It sure is. Yeah, and I think this week has been the choral MPA.
Okay.
And we have, of course, all of our area schools have been participating in that. And I think that took place up at the Toronto Chrisman Auditorium at Pieta Vista.
Okay.
I think so. But okay. That's over. That's over now.
Okay.
And
now it's the band's turn.
Right. I saw a post on Facebook from James Golden, who is the choral director at Pieta Vista High School, and all of his groups receive superior ratings.
Are we surprised? No.
Not even, no. I mean, right. Yeah, he is a tremendous musician and
wonderful
teacher.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you for sharing that with us this morning. Really appreciate that.
Well, it's just music is such an important endeavor, and how much it does for our kids and for our community. So
very true. Well, yeah. And Megan was just talking about art and life, and music was part of that. So it's a great addition to our theme this morning, which we don't really have a theme. We were not that organized. But
yeah, well, if you have a theme, you need a theme song.
That's true. We have that. That we do have.
It themes to me.
Okay. And on that note, Les, thank you for calling in.
You bet.
Take care.
I don't
have the womp womp sound effect, but that's okay.
Womp womp womp.
It themes to Les. Yeah.
It themes to Les.
Exactly.
We don't have a theme.
There you go. We have a theme song, though. We do have that.
I know.
So there you go. Okay.
It's a show about nothing.
Right.
It's like,
pretty much.
It's like Seinfeld every Friday morning.
Exactly. That's true. Where that bit comes from.
That's
yes.
Right. Very true.
Something here.
Very true. So, Scott Duran, you had one more thing to mention this week, if you would like to do that.
So, on my kick of weird New Mexico laws and find out weird New Mexico facts, I found out one that made me laugh, and it's legal to wear a sombrero, but it's illegal to dance in a sombrero in the state of New Mexico.
To dance in a sombrero?
Yeah.
Well, how would you dance in one?
What?
No, like you have it on and you start dancing.
Oh,
that's illegal.
It's illegal.
In my head, I was thinking like trying to dance inside of a sombrero.
No, nothing like that. No.
Exactly.
But so I went looking for this law and I could not find it anywhere. Like, I could not find an actual source that was like, this is a real law. Later on, Mr. Micklin and I were able to find ones that were actually true from KOAT. I was about to say somebody else.
There was an article, right?
Yes. And
KOAT had posted.
They had did the work for us. But, I mean, they have a few of them that are kind of weird, but they kind of make sense in some ways. But one of them that did actually catch our eye.
But we did find evidence of this law, right?
This one, no. It was like hit and miss.
Okay.
And
Okay. He's never going to tell me what he's going to talk about again before the show.
I know.
Never.
No, I will.
Okay.
But we found out one that is, if you trip a horse, it is a misdemeanor. And if the horse gets hurt, it becomes a fourth degree felony. In the state of New Mexico.
Why would you trip a horse?
I think you should be punished.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so if it's a misdemeanor, if you trip a horse in the state of New Mexico, you can actually get fined for it.
Well,
and then
good.
But if the horse falls, breaks legs, or does something that harms, you know, gets even more injured than just falling over, then it becomes a fourth degree felony in the state of Mexico. And they have a whole list of these other laws too. Some of them are specific to general areas, like Carlsbad had a few of them. I think that's because of the tourist portion of Carlsbad, but. We could have found an actual tangible source that was like, oh, yeah, this is a real law that you cannot dance in a sombrero in the state of
Wearing
Mexico.
Wearing a sombrero.
But I did find it absolutely hilarious because we would be a state that would make that a law.
Right.
Because, you know, our history with Mexico and everybody else thinking that we are Mexico.
But I think we did find some other websites. They just weren't maybe as credible as we would hope they would be to dictate that this was an actual thing.
We couldn't find a source of actual law.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess you try it and see if you get arrested.
You know, I don't want to.
You could.
I'm good.
Okay. But I guess you could.
The picture is enough
for
everybody.
Really? That one?
The picture is more than enough.
I could have animated it, maybe, for a little dancing, but it's okay. But there you go. So, anyway. But that's cool. And those other strange laws, and every state has those weird laws, right?
We always
hear about those that just are still on the books after all these years. So,
yeah.
I think some states try to go through periodically and kind of update or find out if there's some outdated things that maybe could be taken off the books or updated
like that,
or what have you, right?
That town somewhere in, was it Mississippi or something like that? Kids can't dance.
That was a Footloose movie. Thank you for that. Okay. Thank you for that.
I'm glad you caught on.
Well, you know, I'm trying.
I don't think that was in Mississippi, though.
I don't remember where it was. Yeah.
I forget where it was, right?
Kansas?
Was it Kansas? Maybe. Or Arkansas?
Well, we'll find out. Yeah, no. Maybe we'll try to look it up here and see.
Call Kenny Loggins.
Let's call him up. Exactly. So anyway, cool. What else? As we wrap up the show, everybody, that's all our That's Interesting things that we had, right?
Well, this is distressing.
Oh.
But have you seen the Trump Bible?
I did see something briefly about it.
What a terrible thing that is.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Well,
Trump. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
Only one man in America would be so arrogant as to do that.
Yeah, I saw something on, I think it was Instagram where I saw the thing about it. But I didn't get to fully actually read it because I didn't really want to. I don't know.
The catchphrase is "Make America Pray Again."
Right.
Not opposed to praying.
I would, you know, I mean, I think, you know, for folks who want a Bible, it's another option. I'm not sure about all the Christian beliefs and values of having, you know, a Bible for a political candidate. You know, that maybe is a bit of an issue for some people. I mean, you know, what?
It should be an issue.
Right.
It is an issue.
It should be an issue. I think this one has a copy of the Constitution in it as well.
Yep.
And so there's that. So some folks have a problem with that, with the whole separation of church and state kind of thing.
Yes.
So there is that some folks are concerned about, but other folks love it and probably will buy it.
Oh, I'm sure people will buy it.
So, yeah.
It's the same Footloose community.
It's a free country.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Footloose was set in a town called Beaumont, a city said to be in the southwestern United States, but it doesn't say like which state, according to the internet. Much of the shooting for the 1984 version of the Footloose took place in Payson, Utah.
Wait, which one?
Payson, Utah.
But which movie?
1984.
Oh, okay.
The Footloose movie.
The Bacon.
Yes, I believe though. The Kevin Bacon movie. So there's that.
Well, I mean, you do know there's another one, right?
Yeah.
They remade it? Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you. I don't know what that one was.
I don't know, because some people are like, how dare they redo it?
Right.
It was not that really reciprocated as well.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. But anyway, so there's the answer to that question, kind of. So there you go. All right, everybody. I think we're at the end of the show.
Sadly.
Once again.
Yeah.
Not sad. Well, yeah, sad, you know.
Learned a lot today.
We did learn a lot today, didn't we?
We did learn a lot. We covered a lot of bases.
We did. We did indeed.
I feel like we did a good job.
And so thank you guys for being here and coming back in to do the show.
Yes.
And lucky us, we get to be here again next week because it's now this is the fifth Friday.
Oh, and so next week March, will be the first.
And next weekend, next Friday will be the first. So you get two That's Interestings in a row.
In a row.
How about that?
Cha-ching.
Score.
Score.
Cha-ching.
Right? So we'll be back next Friday for another edition of That's Interesting. So make a note to give us a call, and we appreciate Les calling in, and you can call in too and share whatever's interesting in your world. And then Megan and I are back on the second and fourth Fridays with Solutions from the Street, which is the program where we try to find a solution to a local challenge, problem, what have you.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Solutions-focused journalism.
Exactly.
And I will remember this time.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay, which is which? Which weekend is which? Which Friday is which? Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's okay. You came all dressed up, ready to go last week.
I was set to go. I was like, I got facts and everything, and then he was like, for what? It's Solutions. And I was like,
save it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's like, no, it's Solutions from the Street, Scott. And I was like, oh, right. Oh, thank God, I'm going to my office.
There you go. So that's what happens. It's okay. But it's okay. So there you are. Tomorrow morning, Megan will be back on the air with music.
The Eclectic Music Mix.
Yeah.
Speaking of music helping us process life.
Right.
So it's every Saturday morning, 9 to 11 a.m. You can turn your radio dial to 90.9 FM for Farmington or 103.3 FM for Durango. Or if you don't have a old-fashioned radio.
What?
And you just stream things, you're a streaming person. KSJE.com.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Farmington, Durango, and all nooks and crannies in between.
All over the world. Anywhere right. you have internet access, you can listen.
That's yeah. right.
Even you, Beaumont.
Even yeah. you, Beaumont. That's you can right. dance to it. So each week I have a different theme, and then I organize the songs around that theme. So tomorrow's theme is crime.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. 2 hours?
Really? 2 hours of crime.
You pulled 2 hours of crime songs.
Yes.
All right.
Lots of crime songs.
Really?
You fight the law wins.
Well, there's that. There's one. Yes. Okay. And we can dance to that. We can dance to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
So tune in.
Tune in.
All right. There you go. Radio Free Saturday Morning.
Yes.
All about crime.
Yes.
Interesting. All right. I'm going to tune in just because I can't think of more than like five songs that are about crime.
Yep.
So.
Tune in.
That's a challenge. All right. Very good. And then immediately following.
Is my show, The World Beat Show with me, Scott Duran.
You kind of just scurry Megan out of the studio and set up shop, don't you?
Go, go, go.
Mm-hmm.
No. She already has it all set up for me.
How nice.
All I got to do is just sit there.
How nice.
Exactly.
She even does the music for me. It's awesome.
Wow. What?
No. Yes, World Beat. Right after Megan, and we're going to be doing a show on Mancia Peña, which is a band from Colombia.
Cool.
I've been on a little Latin vibe.
Yes, you have.
I did a Brazilian thing
yeah.
not too long ago, so, and I thought about it the other day. I was like, I really like this band, so Mancia Peña is going to be representing Farmington for a while.
Very cool.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. We're going to enjoy that, too.
Yeah. So
it's
yeah.
3 hours of music tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Oh, it's so join me on Saturday at 11. Right?
How about that? Very good. Well, awesome. Well, thank you guys again for being here, and thank you, audience, for joining us this morning, whether on the radio or on video, on YouTube or Facebook, and wherever you might happen to be. But we'll see you again next Friday right here for another episode of That's Interesting. So we hope you will call in and join us to find out whatever the three of us thought was interesting is next week coming
yes.
up.
So yes.
We will see. Take care, everyone. Be safe. Happy Easter.
Adventures in EV ownership don't require quite as much adventure anymore. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.